بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Alhamdulillah, all praises be to Allah. We seated here with a concern for deen. The example is given of the villager. He is up on the mountain. On top day, it's nice and cold. And the quality of a snake, when it's cold, then it becomes dormant, inactive, almost dead. So this villager, he comes across a nice huge snake. To him, he's looking dead. So he says, very well. He picks it up, puts it around his shoulders, and he walks down the mountain. He comes to the first village, and he gathers everyone, and he places the snake down. See what I caught. So they all give him good money. He fills his pockets nicely, and he picks up the snake, and he goes further down the mountain to the second village, and he does the same thing there, and he makes even more money there, and he goes further down, third, fourth, fifth village, not realizing as he's going down, it's becoming warmer, and mashallah, the snake is also warming up. He comes to the seventh village, gathers everyone, places the snake down. Next thing, the snake stands up, leave everyone else. The village is the first one to run for his life. So that's a quality of a snake, that in that cold, it seems dead. But you give it its heat, it's in action. That's the example of the nafs, the desire. At times, especially in the month of Ramadan, after all the fasting, the Taraweeh Salah, the beautiful environment, then sometimes a person feels, my nafs, my desire, dead. I don't have desire anymore. But a little bit of temptation, and then that desire comes into action. One youngster was mentioning, he said he managed to discipline himself to this extent that if there's anything pretty walking towards him, he lowers his gaze. But then he says, if I'm walking and then one car is driving past and playing is some music I used to listen to in the past, he said it just grips me and pulls me. You see, desire is not something to experiment with. When it starts enjoying something, it becomes a lifelong crave, a struggle. One person who was on drugs came out of drugs. 50 years he was clean. In a life of a person who was in drugs, to be clean for 50 years is an achievement. So they interviewed him. How it feels, 50 years clean. The reply he gave, he spoiled everything. He said, I still have a crave for just one more. Crave for just one more. That's desire. I tasted something. I saw something. I heard something. I went somewhere. And if the desire took a liking, Allah save us, it becomes a crave. It becomes a struggle. And a lifelong struggle.
one youngster was mentioning, he said, he needed to go very far away when no one knows him. Because everyone around in his area knows him. So he went to Cape Town. So he said, he told himself, only one sip. You know that only one? That's a dangerous one. So he tasted it. And the next thing he says now, initially he told himself, only once a year, because once a year I come for holiday. Then he said, now he comes back home. Now Cape Town is very far away. And that 1 year is too far away. Then he had to look for a closer venue. Every 3-4 months. And before he knew it, from monthly to weekly, daily, consumes and eats. Don't experiment. Desire is not something to experiment with. How many will say they went fishing? Instead of catching fish, they got caught. Some addiction, some drink, some drug. We don't experiment. And especially now in the month of Ramadan, we have to understand what happened to the heart. With the blessing of dhikr, the name of Allah. Understand what happens to the heart. It becomes very sensitive, very receptive to any beauty. One youngster had come up, he mentioned he was studying on one campus, and then after years of qualifying from that place, he decided to go and visit his old campus. He said, Maulana, I just entered, I stopped, I teared, cried, turned around and returned. I couldn't believe how I survived in such a place for 3-4 years. I told him, you know what happened? The example is the mechanic. So his overall is full of grease. If you throw 1 liter black paint on him, makes no difference to him. He's already greased. But if he's wearing a clean white kurta, 1 drop of ink on him, he's feeling uneasy. He's feeling dirty. So I told him, when you were studying, you were in the campus, as though you were in the grease. So you didn't feel the darkness. When you came out, you went out in a part of Allah, or you were in the masjid, or you had some relationship with the pious. And now that heart became a heart again. And now when you went back there, you couldn't imagine how you survived there. So understand what's happening to the heart. So a person's level of caution has to increase. One doctor, he came up. Now there's something called guilt. Now guilt is a gift. Look after it. As long as I'm feeling guilty, there's hope for me. But look after that gift. But if a person continues, and then that guilt is taken away, then the person becomes bold and open. Allah save us all. So this guilt was eating that doctor. He had to speak. So he tells me, Maulana, that patient of mine's, first time she came, she was a small girl. Maulana, she was too beautiful. My heart was captured by her beauty. And then she was growing up. And the beauty was increasing. And then he tells me, Maulana, she got married. Maulana, she could have got something more handsome. Maybe he was referring to himself. See, the thief is from inside speaking. There's something called curtain of protection. Allah's curtain of protection. The respect we are shown is not us. It's the curtain of protection. People honor us, Hazratji, or Haji Sahab, or Maulana Sahab, Hafiz Sahab. Words of honor. It's not me. It's that curtain. But then that curtain is broken sometimes. And one thing that breaks that curtain is When a person is indulging in sensual pleasure, sometimes he's watching it, sometimes he's experimenting with it, whatever it is. So his doctor now, he was hiding, concealing. Allah is giving chance. The curtain was still there. But a person takes advantage. So he tells me one day now, after the normal checkup, whatever, as she's leaving the surgery, he just made one request to her. Could you give me one kiss on the forehead? He says she froze. She turned around, left the surgery, never to return. She never expected it from her family doctor, who was in that age of being her grandfather. A life of respect. In one moment, it all goes down the drain. Allah save us sometimes. For that moment, my intelligence is blocked. The desire takes the better over me. I did it, or took it, or tried it, whatever. Then it's a lifelong regret. So the golden rule, I can never trust my nafs. I can never trust my desire. I don't know when it will eat me up. You see one driveway, in the center of the driveway there's one small plant growing. The plant is small and it's weak. I can pick it and throw it. I'm young and strong. But I left the plant growing in the center of the driveway. And time is moving. And the plant is growing. And now it's becoming a tree with a trunk and is deeply rooted. I'm gone old. I'm gone weak. I can't just pick it and throw it. It's trunk, deeply rooted. Something came into my life. I started watching, or visiting, or enjoying, experimenting. It's still new, quickly. I need to get it out of my life. Otherwise, the poison is being deeper in. And it becomes more difficult with time. Understand, as a person ages, then at times his firmness against his desire weakens. So I'm stronger now than tomorrow. So I can't delay. Maulana Tanvir Rahmatul Ali, he gives the original cure for any spiritual illness. I got a problem. I got an addiction. I got a wrong habit. So in one word, Maulana says, determination. A day comes in a person's life, he says, I saw too much, did too much. It's time I become Allah's now. I become Allah's beautiful servant. The determination. One husband had come up to Mufti Mahmud Gangohi Rahmatullahi. And the home was such, extended families in one home, living. So whenever this husband used to say to the wife that, make the parada, then she would give one reason, excuse, that we're all in one home, is difficult. So as a husband now, he had no answer. So the beauty of going to an elder to get an answer. So he asked Mufti Mahmud Gangohi Rahmatullahi Ali what to do. Mufti Sahib so beautifully you can put it in three words, the guideline of parada. And the easy way to remember it is the word ACE, A-C-E. A for alone. I as a man can never be alone with that strange woman. Be it in the office, in the lift, wherever. The work can be how important, but my Allah's command is more important. So I can never be alone. C for casual. I can't be casual, informal, with strange women. Now, if I start the story of, biryani with the secretary, that I heard you make very tasty biryani. When we start the biryani story, before we know it, will be part of the kachumar mix-up. So that sweetness smile for the wife at home. That casual, informal, not for the strange women out there. And the last one is E, which is the most dangerous. The eyes. When my eyes meet the eyes of that strange girl, in that split moment, such electric messages are exchanged. Tongue can't express it, pen can't write it, but it happened. I can't allow my eyes to meet the eyes of the strange woman. You see, the laws of deen are to protect us. But then we say, no, difficult. And then when we say difficult, and then we break the command of Allah, day after the home is broken, the community is broken. So the month of Ramadan, the theme was forgiveness. Allah made the arrangement to forgive us. Just to understand one arrangement Allah made for us in this whole month. We all know the favor on the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the fasting person, that the fish in the sea make dua of maghfirat, forgiveness for the fasting person. There's more water than land. If there's 7 billion on land, imagine how many billions of fish making dua of forgiveness for us. So Allah made the arrangement for us to forgive us. The thing is, we have to take it one step further. We have to move closer to our Allah and don't give up. Sometimes a person feels, but Mawlana, I tried to give up and then I went back to it and I tried to give up and I slipped back into it. Then I gave up trying to give up. The beauty of a believer is, in one day, if I fall down 99 times, inshallah I'm going to stand up 100 times. Which other door can I go to? My Allah loves me, loves to forgive me. The delay is from my side. So we have to continue trying, continue crying, begging of Allah. You know, Mufti Sahib says, for courage, encourage. For courage, encourage. The one who encourages, automatically he builds courage. So that brings us to the last point of tashkil. We all know, mashallah, next week, our ijtima, starting on Sunday, 30th of April, from Zohar till that 2nd of May, Tuesday, Fajr. You see, one candle is one light. 100 candles, it makes it 100 bright. In a gathering of an ijtima, there are thousands together, all coming with their light of iman. Moment is amazing, together with this beautiful talks of encouragement. Suddenly you find a person who never spent time before, he becomes so fired up. The tashkil time is the first one to stand up, 4 months. So we don't know which gathering, and that heart gets fired up. And especially so our elders are coming. Mullah Ibrahim Sahib will be coming. The last trip Mullah Ibrahim Sahib was here. So in Majlis Hilal, he addressed the ulama. And I won't forget, from the starting till the ending, every word was a gem. And if we try to write one gem, in that time we missed 2-3 gems. We just had to listen from the starting till the ending. So we're so fortunate our elders are coming. And Mullah Ibrahim is over 90. Just seeing the man, that's a bayan on his own. At this age, to be still traveling and serving the deen of Allah, an inspiration. So Allah Ta'ala give us a correct understanding, ability to practice, pass on to others. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.